And of course, there's always the funding area, you know, of having that access to those federal or state potential funds that we look at through your groups, but also just that buy-in from the veterinary, the animal agriculture community, in order to be able to support something like this. And I say that kind of with some confidence, because so far it's been extremely, extremely positive. You know, I haven't really talked to a veterinarian yet that said that's just a terrible idea. You know, I shouldn't do that. And maybe they're just out there, they just haven't told me yet. But at any rate, the buy-in from that community, from those that would host these students, because this model is definitely built on the dependence on those current practicing veterinarians being able to take these students.